You've heard it before. Our everyday lives are creating heat-trapping gases, which lead to melting ice caps, warmer ocean water, and rising sea levels. The Chesapeake Bay region is particularly vulnerable to that. Coastal communities are sinking. Islands that once dotted the bay have been swallowed up, and scientists predict that Smith and Tangier Islands are next. Now some coastal communities are trying to stem that tide. Correspondent Pamela D'Angelo is traveling around the bay to hear from communities about potential solutions in her occasional series, Life at Sea Level, Living with Climate Change on the Chesapeake Bay. She starts today at the mouth of the bay in the Hampton Roads region of Virginia, one of the hardest hit on the East Coast.
Would you like to put a dot where you live?
That was Virginia Montgomery, who lives in the city of Hampton along New Market Creek, which flows from Newport News through Hampton. And while her house isn't actually underwater, she and about 100 other residents crowded into a small meeting room at the Hampton Coliseum to hear about potential solutions to their flooding problems. Terry O'Neill leads the Resilient Hampton Initiative that's looking at innovative ways individuals, neighborhoods, and the city can manage flood risk during storm events and adapt to become more resilient to rising waters and sinking lands. The city brought experts together for a week-long workshop and this community meeting. He says the city is targeting neighborhoods along New Market Creek for its first flood resilience pilot project.
The creek itself runs through and touches many, many different neighborhoods, so it's not just a one neighborhood approach. It runs through some commercial areas, so it's a very complex system. And while very, very challenging, if we can come up with strategies that work, we think it'll put us in a good place to apply those throughout the community.
The city also brought in consultants from New Orleans and the Netherlands, places with plenty of experience with flooding. They saw where roads might be raised and places where stormwater might be stored and released later. The roads in Hampton Roads refers to the deep water channel and to the land around it, which nowadays is covered with miles of roads and parking lots. Dutch landscape architect and urban planner Steven Schlabisch told the city this is a big problem.
We don't have those huge, huge, huge parking greens with only asphalt where no water can get through. That's ridiculous.
He noticed other creeks throughout Hampton hidden in backyards and behind businesses where people can't see, use, or care for them. He's recommending public pathways next to the creeks as a way to connect with the water around them.
Hampton is the city of creeks. So much water. And how can we make that water more visible and enjoyable? And how can we make people live with the water, facing the water, instead of turning their back to the water?
As land subsides, storm drainage has become another problem. Catherine and Isaiah Roberts have lived next to the creek since 1972. They say it floods into their yard during nor'easters. Catherine Roberts says debris flows down the creek from neighboring communities.
We're right down from Newport News. So they clean out their stuff and improve their drainage system. And we get the rest of the stuff. A couple of the neighbors, we try to keep it cut down on the back so it's not so much trash there. But still, we flood.
Though a bit more optimistic about some of the city proposals, Isaiah Roberts has his doubts.
I've been talking for 40 years. For 40 years, and I haven't seen anything did to that creek to help that water. Some of them parking lots could go away, and then the water will have somewhere to go. Because any parking lot, any building that you build, and you put a parking lot to hold 600-700 cars, that's a basin.
So will he go to the next meeting?
Oh, yeah, I'll be at the next meeting. The next meeting and the next meeting.
The city has a tight timeline with plans to begin work this fall on smaller projects that neighborhoods can afford, like rain gardens and planting trees. For larger projects, the city is looking at private investment through environmental impact bonds. From the city of Hampton, I'm Pamela D'Angelo for 88.1 WYPR.